We always thank our friends from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, one of our valued sponsors. These folks are very busy, and they're about to enter a very busy year. Holy moly. And so we want to welcome Edward Stoddard to the show. Hello.
Hello. Glad to be here today.
Thanks for coming in.
It's good to see you. It's been a little while.
A little bit, Jeff, yes.
Well, Edward mentioned something to me like, okay, this goes back like 35 years or something. Like, holy moly.
Yeah, I remember you around the newsroom talking to Ron Bracken. And
Those were good days back around 1990, 91, late 80s. Those were good days.
Right.
All right, now you're with the Adventure Bureau. What do you do? Tell us about
you. I am the communications director for the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. That's my paying gig. And I get to tell the great stories of Happy Valley and really educate folks about all there is to see and do here. Consumer-facing stories are what come across my desk. So website, some social media, some of our native advertising are consumer-facing stories about the area. Our blog, The Dispatch, that you can get off happyvalley.com, is part of what I direct.
Okay, all right. Now, I've mentioned before, folks, again, if you haven't been paying attention, the number 250 is really big right now, and it's going to continue to be big for a while, especially next year. And, Edward, you gave us a sheet of things, and this blew me away. I'm thinking, okay, I knew there were some things coming up. Next year, 250th anniversary, Declaration of Independence, all that sort of thing. And there's things happening, you know, in D.C. and around the country, Pennsylvania. Edward, I didn't realize all these things are going to happen here. Holy moly. Are you going to breathe next year? This is a lot of stuff on this sheet.
We've done a lot of work. Many stakeholders here in Center County get together approximately monthly to talk about how we can celebrate this monumental event of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence of the United States.
All right. I was going to say, if you wanted to mention some things, we could be here till 10 o'clock. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on here. First off, here off the top of my head, we're supposed to, maybe I missed this and I'm blanking, we're supposed to get a bell, like a Liberty Bell.
There are art installations going in around Center County, and they are replica miniature Liberty Bells that have been decorated by the community organizations who sponsored them. So, for example, in Bellefonte, the bell is going to have a train motif and a train aesthetic, recognizing Bellefonte and recognizing the heritage of that town. At Curtin Village, theirs focused on the iron workers at the Eagle Iron Works and Curtin Village, which still, you know, is there for us to see today. And iron making was incredibly important in this area. It was our early industry. We have great resources here. And so just mentioning two of the bells there that honor the folks who helped build the nation. Center Furnace Mansions bell has the iron masters of working the iron from the area. Yeah. And Phillipsburg, of course, is going to have Herman Phillips and honor the heritage of Phillipsburg.
Okay. So, as best you want to detail it, I mean, what are some things that are coming up in 2026? And try to keep it inside a half an hour.
Yeah. Sure.
Mention as many as you want or hit the highlights. That's up to
you. We're excited about this celebration. All 50 states are collaborating with the National America 250 semi-quincentennial efforts. And so Pennsylvania, being one of the original 13 colonies, you know, we're at the forefront. Democracy started here. I got to be in Philadelphia last fall and be in the room where those guys got together and decided if they were going to sign this thing. Can you imagine that decision? It was heavy, to say the least.
I've been in that room.
Very exciting. And so we want people to remember where we've been through this process. So and we also want to see where the great of Center County is now, and where we're going in the future. So that's what we're celebrating here, and our platform in Center County is then and now. So we have a lot of history folks involved in the process. We have Penn State. We have the Chamber of Business and Industry of Center County. Looking back and then looking at the now and looking forward. And that's the story and what we're trying to highlight, the importance of Center County to this nation and how we're going to affect going forward, too. We've got some things that have happened so far. Potter Township celebrated their 250th anniversary. Yes, Potter Township here in Center County predates the United States.
That was last year, yes.
Founded in 1774, and there was a big Heritage Day festival. The folks from Pennsylvania, from America 250 PA, came and honored Potter Township. We planted a Liberty Tree. Remember, the Sons of Liberty used to gather underneath and discuss topics and world problems and how this new nation was going to, you know, what they were going to do next. The Sons of Liberty used to gather under the Liberty Tree, and that tree was propagated with saplings. The tree lives on here in Center County and in all 67 counties in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So we've had Liberty Tree installations, a Liberty Tree planting at the Center for Us Mansion in partnership with the Pennsylvania Freemasons. That happened last May. Our tree is growing. You should visit it there at the Center County Historical Society. The State College Spikes and Military Officers Association held an America Military Appreciation Night. We've marched in several local parades, including the Central Pennsylvania Fourth Fest and Center County Grange Fair Encampment and Parade. That was a lot of fun at the Center County. We had the Bellefonte Historical Railroad with speeder cars, and I got to ride in one of the speeder cars and wave to folks and ring the bell, and
cool.
It was a lot of fun. We've done beautification, sustainability projects. We did landscaping in Curtin Village with the Roland Curtin Foundation for Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful Day. The Bellefonte Daughters of the American Revolution dedicated a Revolutionary War Patriot Marker at Potter Run Park in Potter Township. And aside on that, it's interesting that there's only two in the world that are double-sided. Most of the times when they make these historical markers, they're one-sided. And this is a double-sided one at Potter Township, at Potter Run Park, because they wanted it to face the park and also face out to the road. So
very cool. That's great. All right. Now, what's some upcoming stuff?
We have an art installation going in throughout downtown State College that was supported by the Center Foundation and Downtown State College, that will be art in murals on the outside of buildings and some inside that are going to tie into displays at the Palmer Art Museum. So you'll get an introduction throughout Downtown State College with some outdoor art. And we all know how outdoor art beautifies our communities and helps just raise the spirits of everyone who sees it.
No doubt.
And then they'll be able to go and visit the actual art at the Palmer Art Museum. So more details on that from Downtown State College, I'm sure, to come. And we do have, you mentioned our bells that we have, and we talked about the bells here in Center County, the outdoor art installations we've got. And we've already dedicated two bells at Curtin Village and Eagle Iron Works and the Center for Us Mansion. Our next two bells will be dedicated on December 19th in downtown Phillipsburg at 1:45 p.m. And then, again, December 19th, historic Bellefonte train station at 5:15 p.m. We invite the public to come out and see these artworks.
Yeah,
I've seen some preview photographs of what the artists have put together. Remember, these are community organizations who have directed what's going to be on the bell. A local artist has created that design on a three-dimensional object.
Ooh.
And those will be installed in Phillipsburg and Bellefonte on December 19th.
That's next Friday. Okay, Friday the 19th. All right, that's pretty cool.
The ones at Center Furnace Mansion, I mean, absolutely. Go see these bells at Curtin Village and Center Furnace Mansion. It's so interesting how they brought history to life in an art installation. And the fire from the forge and the one at Curtin Village really inspires me. It's you can almost feel the heat from that in the art, in the decoration.
Very, very cool project.
Very neat. All right. And then I assume once we get later into 2026, there's probably, I don't know, a whole bunch of things that are going to be happening?
There are. Parades, the art installation in downtown State College. We have a kickoff event on January 28th, and I think this is the first one that's happening in Pennsylvania. So they're choosing it to do it here in the Center Adventure, in the heart of Pennsylvania, equidistant from all borders.
There you go.
You can't get much closer to the center of Pennsylvania than us here in Center County, right? But on January 28th at the Bellefonte Courthouse, we'll be doing a kickoff event with staff from America 250 PA, with local officials, with the Nittany Knights. Will be singing the national anthem and doing some songs for us. So kicking off this patriotic, very American event. I'm very excited about it.
All right, folks. Circle January 28th on your calendar. That's going to be a big day.
Yep.
All right, and that would be a Wednesday, I think.
I'm not sure. It's Wednesday or Friday.
Yeah, I think that's a Wednesday. I
haven't got that in my head yet. I know the date.
All right, but, there we go.
But now, we'll be sure and let you know about that with a media release here, too.
You wanted to mention, it's obviously the Adventure Bureau. You guys are very busy. There's a whole lot of other people here that you wanted to mention here that are also going to be very busy.
I did, definitely. This was a community project, just like we celebrated State College's birthday and Center County's birthday some time ago. A lot of folks have come together. We have partners in government, tourism, history and heritage, arts and culture, education, community development, business and nonprofit leadership. And you can go to our website at centercounty.america250pa.org to see more details about this initiative and to see the list of folks who are working on this. I just have a great appreciation for the work that's been done by the Daughters of the American Revolution, Bellefonte Chapter, Penn State, the Chamber of Business and Industry of Center County Grange Fair and Encampment, Center County Historical Society, Roland Curtin Foundation, Bellefonte Historical Railroad Society, former Pennsylvania Representative Lynn Herman, Phillipsburg Historical Foundation, Bowlesburg Heritage Museum, Bowlesburg Village Conservancy, Military Officers of Association of America, the Pennsylvania Military Museum, the Sons of the American Revolution, the Lumber Heritage Region of Pennsylvania, Center Foundation, Roland Theater, WPSU, Center Film Festival, municipalities throughout Center County, including State College, Bowlesburg, Bellefonte, Phillipsburg, and the Center County Commissioners, which have enabled our efforts to recognize Center County during America 250 PA projects and events.
There are a lot of people involved in
this. How would you like to help?
Well, we have you on this show. That's how I'd like to think we're helping. So there's a lot of things going on. Now, July 4, obviously, everybody, July 4, boom.
We're working up to that great culmination of our birthday of America on July 4th. But there are events that are happening throughout 2026. There's a concert planned in May. And just a lot of things happening, so we'll be sure and get the details onto happyvalley.com/events and also the America 250 PA website. That's the Pennsylvania website, America250PA.org. And our local Center County site is centercounty.america250pa.org.
Fantastic. Wow. Okay. You're not going to be bored, Edward, are you?
I am never bored. This is such a fantastic area to represent. There are so many stories of heritage, the now, the fun things that I get to share with people. I'm very blessed to be able to do what I do here for Happy Valley.
Cool. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and we're going to be watching for a lot of these things. coming up here short. Well, I mean, some of these are coming up shortly. There's the event.
Next Friday.
Next Friday in Phillipsburg and Bellefonte. And then January and then next year. Whoo! Lots of stuff. Cool.
The celebration continue.
There you go. Thanks for coming in, Edward. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.